From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush's national security team met again today to discuss how the United States might intervene in Liberia, where a civil war has killed hundreds of civilians in the last month. The president leaves Monday on a trip to Africa, and he told African reporters today that he's considering how the United States might help enforce a ceasefire in Liberia. NPR's Tom Gelton reports on how Mr. Bush has set Liberia policymaking in motion.
Barely 2 weeks ago, the situation in Liberia didn't seem to be a big U.S. concern. A ship full of Marines that had been waiting offshore to evacuate Americans was actually ordered home. But then Liberians themselves started calling for the United States to join a peacekeeping force, and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan endorsed the initiative. Now U.S. military planners are working around the clock to prepare for the possible deployment of American combat troops to enforce a ceasefire in Liberia. According to several defense officials, it's no longer a question of whether the United States intervenes there, but how and when. The clearest signal came yesterday from the president himself.
I've tasked the Secretary of State to talk to Kofi Annan on how best to deal with Liberia. And we're concerned when we see suffering. There are people who are suffering there. The political instability is such that people are panicking.
General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, got the president's word on Tuesday when he went to the White House to be signed up for a second term. According to two officials, the president pulled Myers aside and told him he wanted the United States to get involved in Liberia. Myers returned to the Pentagon and immediately put his team to work. Staff at the U.S. military's European Command in Germany were ordered to draw up plans for a variety of intervention options. A Marine Fleet anti-terrorist security team is already on alert, ready to move in within hours to Monrovia, the capital, in order to secure the U.S. embassy there. But Secretary of State Colin Powell said today U.S. concerns are broader.
We also realize that there is a severe humanitarian crisis emerging in Monrovia and in other parts of Liberia that has to be dealt with. And we are concerned also about the security of our embassy officials. So all of these factors are being taken into consideration. We'll be discussing it among the national security team members today, but we've made no recommendation to the president yet, and therefore the president has not yet made a decision.
Pentagon planners, from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on down, have been cool toward the prospect of a U.S. combat deployment to Liberia at this time. One option might be to send just a few hundred U.S. troops to staff a headquarters for a peacekeeping force of West African troops authorized by the Economic Commission of West African States, or ECOWAS. But Pentagon leaders are asking whether a poorly trained and equipped West African force could handle the peacekeeping challenge or deploy quickly enough to be effective in Liberia. For that reason, some officials here say any U.S. military force going to Liberia should be substantial enough to take care of itself. Among the options getting serious consideration is a combat force of 2,000 or more Marines. West African military leaders met in Ghana today to discuss what forces they could send. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher suggested that a U.S. decision on a Liberia mission would depend partly on the outcome of that meeting.
We need to know what different people can contribute and consider what we can contribute. And the president will decide what kind of contribution that can make.
At the White House this afternoon, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said President Bush is still reviewing his options, but she left little doubt that the president is now committed to some kind of intervention. The president believes that the stability of Liberia is important to U.S. interests, Rice said, and that a ceasefire there does need to be enforced.
How we do that is still at issue, but that the president is committed to trying to do it, I think, is very important.
The president's national security team will meet again tomorrow to discuss Liberia. The president leaves Monday on his Africa trip, and Pentagon officials say the decision of what to do in Liberia is likely to be made before then. Tom Gelton, NPR News, the Pentagon.